Vate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning I'm reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 8:5:27. Vipaschitang prana mano diyatmanam artendriyabhasam anidram avranam chayatapau yatra na gridra pakshau tam aksaram kang tuyugang vrijamahe vipastitam pranamano diyatmanam artendrihabhasam anindram avranam. Jayata pau yatra nagridda pakshau tam aksaram kang tuyugam rajamahe. Vipastitam pranamano diyatmanam artendrihabhasam anhindram avranam. Jayata pau yatra nagridra pakshau tam aksaram kang tuyugam vrijamahe. Vipastitam pranamano diyatmanam artendrihabhasam anindram avranam. Jayata pau yatra nagridra pakshau tam aksaram kam triyugam vrajamahe. Maksuram kam triyogam vrijamahe. Vipaschitam prana mano Matajis. Vipaschitam Vipashchitam, unto the omniscient, prana, how the living force is working, mana, how the mind is working, diya, how the intelligence is working, atmanam, of all living entities, artha, the objects of the senses. Indriya, the senses. Abhasam, knowledge. Avindram, always awake and free from ignorance. Avranam, without a material body. Subject to pains and pleasures. Chaya atapau, the shelter for all who are suffering from ignorance. Yatra, wherein. Na, not. Gridrupaksho, partiality towards any living being. Tam, unto him. Aksharam, infallible. Kam, all-pervading like the sky. Triyugam, appearing with six opulences in three yugas. Satyatreta and Dvapara. Vrajamahe, I take shelter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead directly and indirectly knows how everything, including the living force, mind, and intelligence, is working under His control. He is the illuminator of everything and has no ignorance. He does not have a material body subject to the reactions of previous activities. And he is free from the ignorance of partiality and materialistic education. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, all-pervading, and as great as the sky, and who appears with six opulences in three yugas, Satyatreta and Dvapara. Purport. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of God is described in this way. The Lord is the origin of all emanations, and He directly and indirectly knows everything about all the activities within His creation. Therefore, the Lord is addressed here as Vipashchitam, one who is full of all knowledge, or who knows everything. The Lord is the Supreme Soul, and He knows everything about the living entities and their senses. The word anidram, meaning always awake and free from ignorance, is very important in this verse. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 5 or 15:15, mata smatir jnanam apohanam cha. It is the Lord who gives intelligence to everyone and who causes everyone to forget. There are millions and millions of living entities, and the Lord gives them directions. Therefore, He has no time to sleep. And He is never in ignorance of our activities. The Lord is the witness of everything. He sees what we are doing at every moment. The Lord is not covered by a body resulting from karma. Our bodies are formed as a result of our past deeds, karmana dhivanetrena. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not have a material body, and therefore he has no avidya, ignorance. He does not sleep, but is always alert and awake. The Supreme Lord is described as Triyuga, because although he appeared variously in Satyayuga, Tretayuga, and Dwaparayuga, when he appeared in Kaliyuga, he never declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Varananta Sahakrishnam, Sangopam Astaparsanam. The Lord appears in Kaliyuga as a devotee. Thus, although he is Krishna, he chants the Hare Krishna mantra like a devotee. Still, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 recommends Yajyai Sankirtana Praya Yujantihi Samedasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose complexion is not black like that of Krishna, but is golden, Trisakrishnam, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is accompanied by associates like Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Those who are sufficiently intelligent worship this Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing Sankirtan Yajna. In this incarnation, the Supreme Lord declares himself not to be the Supreme Lord, and therefore he is known as Triyuga. Om Jnanatamanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmay Sri Gurave Nama Mukham Kruta Vachalang Pungun Langhaya Degrin Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Vancha Kapati Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Vyavaisna Vyavyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the purport, Prabhupada says that Krishna, he knows everything. Vedaham samatityani, vartamanani charjana, vivishyami chabutani, mantavena kushtana. Krishna says that I know everything that's happened in the past, everything that's going to happen in the future, and everything that is now happening. But me, no one knows. So this is God. He knows a lot. Very, very knowledgeable. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he gives us so much information about himself. In the ninth chapter, he says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitramadam Uttamam, Patyak Savagamang Dharma, Sukham Kartamavidam. This is the king of all knowledge. There's so much knowledge in the world, but a lot of the knowledge that we see, like at the universities, it's perhaps this or maybe that. But no, this is absolute. Mata paratrang nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. There is no truth, Krishna says, superior to me. Everything is resting on me. So this is the absolute truth that we've fortunately come across. This is the highest knowledge. What is the result of the material knowledge that people are absorbing? The result is material consciousness, which is the cause of suffering. So to become free of this material consciousness, one has to take the spiritual knowledge. And this is how we get purified of this material consciousness by absorbing this spiritual knowledge, hearing. Therefore, it stated, Nadyad vachaschittam parangriya yaso jagat pavitam praginita karichit. That literature which does not give description of the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the entire world, are said by sages to be places of pilgrimage for crows and those who are swans they don't derive any pleasure there. So we have these two different types of birds. Now, as we know, the crows, they hang around the garbage, mistaken refuse in the garbage. We don't see many swans. As I travel around, sometimes I'll see a swan here and there. But where are they? They're always in beautiful lakes or beautiful rivers. So similarly, devotees, they're absorbing their mind and their consciousness in hearing the glories of Krishna, the beautiful glories of Krishna. But those who are interested in material subject matter, then they're reading these books that have no value, practically, and cause more bondage to this material world. So therefore, Krishna, he highly recommends to hear transcendental subject matter. Maya shakta mana partha yoga munja marashvaya. He says, just hear how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, you'll know me in full, free from doubt. So he says, just hear. So it's so important that we hear this knowledge. Carefully, attentively. Actually, this our whole process is all about attention, doing everything with great attention. Yeah. Attention to the details. Yeah. Carefully. Because this material world, it's such a dangerous place. And we can become bewildered, as Prabhupada told some senior devotees even. He said, you could be bewildered at any moment. So you have to be very careful. And he told one devotee, he said, when you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Because I may die today, I may die tomorrow. So we have to take this very, very seriously. And this way we'll get purified. That's the result of hearing this knowledge. So what's the result of hearing this knowledge? We become detached. Satchitanoya Prabhu reminded me of a nice verse. Bhakti purusana vava vraktir anyatra chaisa tika ekakala. That by rendering devotional service to Krishna, we attain bhakti. Not easy. I was just listening to a lecture. Srila Prabhupada said, love of Krishna is very difficult. Very difficult to attain love for Krishna. So just try to understand who Krishna is. That's also not easy, to understand who Krishna is. Srila Prabhupada said that there are millions of people on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but who understood who Krishna was? Just a handful. It's amazing. They're right there with Krishna in front of them. And just a few could understand who Krishna is. So to understand is also not easy, to understand who Krishna is. But we're on the right path, hearing, chanting the glories of Krishna. There's some hope that we'll eventually understand something of Krishna. So bhakti and then detachment. As we continue on in this process of Krishna consciousness, we become more and more detached from material life. But we're not just into detachment. We also want attachment. We want to become detached to material life, but attached to Krishna. We have to be attached to something. And sometimes people say like that, be free of all attachment, all of desires. But that's also a desire. To be free of desire is also a desire. To be free of attachment is also an attachment. You can't get free of attachment. You can't get free of desire. But we want to become attached to Krishna. And the more we become attached to Krishna, hearing the glories of Krishna, the more we'll become detached to material life. It's not easy to become free of material life, become free of the materialistic mind. Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita, Durjayana Mahanmana. He says, of difficult things to conquer, I am the mind. Yeah. Become free of material attachments, very, very difficult. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, he says, Katanchana Smateyas Menduskram Sukaram Bhavet Vishmate Vitaritangshat Sri Chaitanya Namamita. He says, if one remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very difficult things become very easy. But if you don't remember, then very easy things become very difficult. Yeah. Just like Archie, he was just telling me, I got to tell this story. I was trying to get my... I'm going to Brazil, actually, today. But nowadays they made it much more difficult to get a visa to go to Brazil. So I already had my ticket. Last week I went there to get my visa. I thought it maybe take a couple days like it used to in the past. It would just take a couple days. But there's a 2-month line just to get an appointment to get your visa. And I'm like, no. This can't be true. I got a whole tour all over South America. I'm going to Argentina and Brazil and Peru and Guyana and all over the place. And without a visa, you can't go. So I thought, all right, what to do now? So when difficult things started happening in my life, I chant this verse. Katanchana smte yasmin duskram sukram vishmite vitaritang shad shi chaitanya namamita. So I went back to the temple and I'm chanting this verse a lot. So somehow I went back the next day and I'm just absorbed in this verse. And I went to the same counter where I was speaking to this person. And I said, you know, I'm a monk, and I've already got a ticket to go all over South America. And I really need this visa. And he said, all right, no problem. So he gave me the visa. So Lord Chaitanya is able to pull off amazing things. You know? So the most difficult thing that we have, the biggest challenge that we have is to become free of material contamination. But Lord Chaitanya, he's very merciful. So we have to remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will help us. He will help us to become purified of material contamination and engage in devotional service. So bhakti, varaktir, and direct experience of Krishna. By rendering service to Krishna, we get direct experience. We experience the existence of Krishna. And you know, where I experience Krishna more than any place else, in any other situation, is when I'm on book distribution. Because it's just amazing. You really feel, anybody that's distributed books, of course Harinam also, but book distribution, it's like amazing because you're interacting with people, you're one-on-one. And sometimes it gets very difficult. But when you take shelter of Krishna, then it's amazing how easy things become. It's just, it's mystical. Krishna's Yogeshwara Krishna, he's the master of all mystics. So you really feel Krishna's mystic abilities when you go on book distribution, and you feel that reciprocation. This is one of the most attractive features of book distribution, is you get this reciprocation, this experience that Krishna's, he's right, he's actually there. It's a really nice experience. So this verse goes on to say, so these three things happen simultaneously when one engages in devotional service, just as when one is eating. You experience pleasure. You get nourishment. And eventually, I'm satisfied. I'm full. No more, please. So this is the result of engaging in devotional service. So by this devotional service, we get purified. And this is the next part of this wonderful verse. Raja Vidya Rajagam Pavitram Paramam Pavitram Vigam Purified. You know, in the material world, you study some subject. Like if you go to university, and so many subjects there to study. But does anybody ever come out purified? Many of my friends said after they came out of the college, they were completely contaminated. There's where you learn about all the different types of sense gratification. Yeah. Sophisticated sense gratification. Right, that's what you learn, with the exception of some of our devotees that went to college. They came out more purified because while they're studying, they're also practicing Krishna consciousness. It's like our Mukunda Dutt here, Prabhu. He got his PhD in Sanskrit at the university. But while he was studying, he's also practicing Krishna consciousness, so he's advancing at the same time. But only devotees come out more pure when they go to universities because they're practicing. So this is also a university. We have authentic Bhaktivedanta College, right, where they can actually get degrees. But we can also get degrees here. Not physical degrees, subtle degrees. We get purified by practicing Krishna consciousness. This is the result of hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. We get purified. And this is the most wonderful feeling, is to be pure. Until we're actually pure, we're not going to be happy or satisfied or free of the stresses of this world. So, Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Pavitram, Vidam, Uttamam, Pratyak, Savagamang, Dharma. And it's directly experienced. One can experience, again, this word, experience. We can experience Krishna by practicing Krishna consciousness. So, the result of practicing Krishna consciousness, we get this realization, I'm not this material body, I'm spirit soul, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Evam bhude padang budva samstavyatma namatma. Knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, one should carefully engage in Krishna consciousness. Again, there's that word, carefully, attentively engage in Krishna consciousness. So this is the reality. We're not these bodies. We're the soul. And these bodies, they're just vehicles. And just like our vehicles, we have so many vehicles, and we use these vehicles to take us somewhere. So this vehicle is also a vehicle which is meant to take us somewhere, to take us back to Godhead. The deha madyang sulabang sadurlabam. That this body, it's like a boat that can help us cross over this vast ocean of material existence. And the captain of this boat is the spiritual master. And the favorable winds is the Vedic literatures. So if we take advantage of all these wonderful chances to cross over the ocean of material existence, then how fortunate we are. But if we don't, then it's described that one is the killer of his own soul. So this is a wonderful opportunity to realize who we are and to gauge everything in the service of Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. So everything should be utilized in the service of Krishna. This body, it's Krishna's body. All these bodies, everything belongs to Krishna. So we're meant to utilize everything in his service. And if we don't, then it's illegal. Just like imagine there's some policeman, he's driving down Venice here, and he's got a surfboard on top of his car, police car, and his kids are in the back with their beach balls, and you know, people are looking at it like, wait a second, he's not supposed to do that. Because it's a government vehicle. It's meant to be used only in the service of the government. He can't go out and just have a good time with the government vehicle. So everything belongs to Krishna. So these bodies are also government vehicles. Krishna is the supreme government. And if we misuse them, just like if we see some devotee, you know, over standing in line to go to see some mundane movie, we're going to look twice. Hey, wait a second, you're not supposed to do that. Because, you know, we know that this body is not meant to be utilized for sense gratification. Yeah. It's meant to be utilized in the service of Krishna. So the more we realize this and the more we engage in the service of Krishna, the more we'll get purified. So here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions the Sankirtan Yajna. The Sankirtan Yajna, this age. Srila Prabhupada, he once said, it's too late. Nothing can stop this movement. It's too late. Why? Because the books are out there. He said, even if all of you leave, even if everybody bloops, still it's going to start up again. There's one instance in Russia. I don't know if I've told this before, but it's an interesting story. One in person, he got a book. And he liked the book. So he... Did I say this before? Anybody heard this before? All right, tell you. It's an amazing story. He got the book. He's reading the book. Science of Self-Realization, I think. And he's reading and he comes across one statement. Prabhupada says, this knowledge is very important, therefore it should be distributed all over the world. So this person, he read the book over and over. He liked it so much, he's just reading it over and over again. So he thought, well, this knowledge is so good, so nice. Maybe I should print some out myself and distribute it. So he went to the printer there in town. He got about 200 printed out, and he's distributing books. So he's distributing, and then the one Sankirtan team comes through the town. And some of the people said, no, I already have some of these books. You already have some. Well, they're thinking, oh, there's already some Sankirtan party here. So they're distributing books. They continue, and then they came across this person distributing books. And they come up to him and said, oh, Hari Bol Prabhu. And he said, Hari Bol Prabhu, what is that? What language is that? What does that mean? You're distributing Prabhupada's books. I said, yeah. What's Hari Bol? What's that? What do you mean you don't know Hari Bol? What temple are you from? Temple? There's temples? You don't know about temples? You're distributing books? You don't know about temples? How are you distributing books? Well, I read this book, Science of Self-Realization, is so nice, and it said it should be distributed all over the world, so I went and I printed some out. I'm distributing. They couldn't believe it. You know, their jaws like hit the ground. They couldn't believe it. So then they explained to him about book distribution and Krishna consciousness and told him about the temples, and of course he became an initiated devotee. Not much longer after that. I just received a couple of nice stories. In Vancouver, this is back in the 80s. There is this one devotee, Kripa Nidhi. He's been reading a lot of my stories online. So he said, hey, I got some good stories for you. Here's some for you. So he said, back in the 80s, before they built the temple in Vancouver, there was a lot of devotees, a lot of Sankirtan devotees, but they didn't have much money. And they were very fired up. They got some land, and now they wanted to build a temple. So they were collecting, you know, not very much. You know, build a temple, that's expensive. So there was one man, one German man, who had this heavy equipment business. And at one point, his wife found another mate, and he didn't know about it, and eventually they tried to kill him. But this is the sad part of it. It gets nicer. Sorry about that. So they tried to kill him with a gun. He survived. They tried to kill him, her and the mate, so they can get the money for, you know, the business and the money and everything. So he survived, and it didn't work for his ex-wife. So he survived, but he's lamenting now. I mean, you can imagine your wife tries to kill you, and you know, like, geez, I mean, it's horrible. So he recovered somewhat, and he's walking through one park in the rain. And he finds this, he just looks into a garbage can, and he sees a BTG in the garbage can. And he pulls it out and says, "What's this?" And he sits down in the rain on a park bench there, and he's just reading. And he reads it cover to cover. And he saw the address in the back, and he went to the temple. And one devotee started cultivating him. And he became very, very favorable. And he gave huge amounts of Lakshmi, and he used his equipment to build the temple. And he also helped him himself. So he was a big instrument in building that temple, the beautiful temple they have now in Vancouver. So he was very instrumental in building that. But just see, you know, someone got the BTGs from somebody, threw it away. It's not the end of the story. He becomes a devotee, a congregational member. He told another story of a girl, teenager. She was playing in front of her house, and it's raining. Vancouver rains a lot. So she sees a BTG on the sidewalk there. She picks it up, takes it into the house, and lets it dry out. And her parents are very conservative Christians, so she had to hide it under the pillow. And she was reading this magazine over and over and over again. And she told this devotee, Kripa Nidhi, she said, this magazine completely changed my life in a very positive way. Of course, she got more of Prabhupada's books. So this book distribution is so important. We just got to get the books out there. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how the book is going to end up in someone's hands. Going to make someone a devotee. So important. So I wanted to also say something about Srinivasacharya, which is in relation to book distribution. He was in Vrindavan. Today is his appearance day, right? Yeah, I think it's his appearance day. Yeah. So he was in Vrindavan, Narottam Das Thakur and Syamananda Prabhu. They were all learning under Jiva Goswami. And at one point, Jiva Goswami wanted them to take the books of the six Goswamis to Navadvip. Now, they had the Chaitanya Charitamrita there. They have the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's also translations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's just so much nectar in these books. You know, so they're going to take them across India. You imagine, I mean, what a yajna that is, you know, with on bullock carts. So they're going across, and they're taking rest one night, and they wake up, and the books are gone. And they're like, devastated. You can imagine, completely devastated. The books are gone. The original, there's no copies, they're all gone. They're just like in complete anxiety. What to do? So you can't imagine the anxiety they were in. So they discussed, and it was decided that Srinivas Acharya, he'll go and search for the books. Narottam Das Thakur and Syamananda, they're going to go preaching. So Srinivas Acharya, he's going around trying to find some villages or some information where they could possibly be. So he found one village, and he found out that this one Birhambir king He was known to steal. So what happened is this king, he has an astrologer. And the astrologer told the king that there's a very great treasure coming in your land. It's like priceless. He didn't know what type of treasure it was, though. It was a treasure of knowledge. So they got these books, and they opened up the chest, and they looked in there. It's just books. It's books. What kind of a treasure is this? It's just books. And then they're looking closer, and they see it. These are the books of the six Goswamis. These aren't just ordinary books. So this king, Birhambir, I think his name was similar to that. He was also had some spiritual inclination. That's India, you know. Even the thieves, you know, they have some spiritual inclination. So he told his Brahmins to speak on these books. So he's speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam, the translation that one of the Goswamis is. So this Srinivas Acharya, he heard about this, so he went to the king's court and he's hearing this Brahmin speak in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And after a while, he couldn't take it anymore. He said, no, you're not speaking correctly about the Bhagavatam. Of course, the Brahmin became very upset. Oh, and who are you? You want to speak on it? You come and speak on it. All right, I'll speak on it. So he came and he spoke for 2 hours on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And afterwards, the king came down, dandavats, you know, paid obeisances to him. Because he could understand, this is not an ordinary person here. So he got. So then he asked, is there any service I can do for you? He said, well, yeah, see these books you have? There are books. If you can give them back, please, we'd appreciate it. So then the king asked him, please stay. Please stay here and inspire us with your words of wisdom. So he stayed there, I think, for a few months. The king became his disciple. The whole city, the whole town there became his disciple. So this is the power of Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya Prabhu ki jai. Any question or comment? Yes. Visa? I'll tell you later. Any other question or comment? It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He's got it right there, yeah.